This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by a regional president at Prime Healthcare. He's one of six regional presidents, Harsh Upadhyay. Harsh, great leader. We're going to get a chance to talk to you about leadership today, the teams you work with, and more, and some of the priorities. Harsh, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Thank you, Scott. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be here. My name is Harsh Upadhyay. I'm the regional CEO for Region 3 Prime Healthcare. Prime Healthcare operates about 45 hospitals in 14 states, making it the fifth largest for-profit health system in the United States.
And talk about the region you run, the areas you oversee, and so forth.
Sure, Scott. So we are divided into six regions here in Prime. I oversee Region 3. Region 3 comprises of our hospitals in Texas, Alabama, and Georgia. So majority of my hospitals are in Texas. One is in Pampa, which is north of Amarillo in the Panhandle, Texas. We have two hospitals in Dallas and three hospitals in the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas. I also oversee two hospitals, one in Gadsden, and this is north of Birmingham in Alabama, and then one in Atlanta, which is one of our bigger hospitals in Georgia. So I have eight hospitals under my leadership, and we call this as a Region 3 South Southeast in Prime Healthcare.
So it must be fascinating to see, like, what differences in communities there are, what's going on in different places. I mean, it must be really interesting.
Yeah, no two states are the same. And to be honest with you, no two hospitals are the same because, you know, as we can and see, some of these states are really big. And, you know, healthcare is local in many of these places, although, you know, the approach is kind of similar, but it's, you know, subtle differences in each organization. And I oversee from, you know, a census of 30 to 150, 160. So it's very exciting. No two days are the same, Scott. It's very interesting.
And talk about, Harsh, your journey to leadership, your journey with Prime Healthcare. Talk about your career a little bit.
Sure. So I've been in healthcare for about 24 years now. You know, I have studied medicine and also equipped myself with a couple of masters, one in an MBA in hospital administration, one is an MS in healthcare management. And, you know, I started my journey early on. And soon after I started, I could see and recognize the gaps in some of the healthcare that we see due to the inconsistencies and lack of transparency in the industry here. To be honest about that, at the same time, there was a report from the Institute of Management called Ur's Human came out, and I think this served as a guiding light to shape most of my leadership journey, which was to come. And earlier on in my career, I had an opportunity to work with a big university health system in Southern California. But it was only in a medium-sized community hospital later on that I was able to make a dent. And, you know, with unwavering efforts in advocating patient safety and consistency in providing optimal communication with the providers and the staff, I worked at this hospital, which went on to be recognized as one of the top 100 hospitals for 5 years in a row. That gave me confidence in the abilities that could be done, what could be done in terms of a bigger scale. And Scott, during the same time, the hospital that I work with was with Vanguard Health, was actively transitioning out of California, and this hospital got transitioned to Prime Healthcare. To give you an idea on timeline, Prime Healthcare was incorporated in 2001. And this is about 2004, 2005, when we got acquired by Prime. And Prime Healthcare is a physician-led organization, and I think they knew the value of quality and patient safety right from the beginning. And it gave me an opportunity to work on standardizing care throughout the growing health system at that time, which was, I think the hospital was the fourth hospital in the health system at that time. Which is now 15 years ago, it's been a while. And since then, we have transitioned a lot of hospitals, distressed hospitals, to the system. You know, in the last 15 years, Scott, I had the privilege to serve as the Executive Vice President of Clinical Operations at Prime Healthcare. And during the same time, we acquired over 40 hospitals to the system in 14 states. We were slow in the beginning. To give you an idea on scale, in about 2011, we had only 14 hospitals in California, and we were acquiring a first hospital in Texas that year. And from 2014 to 2017, we acquired 30 hospitals, rapidly growing the size and complexity of our health system. So I'm very proud to say that during this time, our hospitals have went on to win the 100 top recognition by Truven, now IBM Watson, over 53 times. And we have been recognized as the top health system 3 times, and we continue to be in the top quartile in healthcare patient safety and continue to win healthcare awards consistently, and also letter A grading from LeapFrog. So very proud of that achievement. Last year, we organized the health system, Scott, into 6 regions, and I've been given Region 3 to run, which is just mentioned in Texas, Alabama, and Georgia. So I hope that gives you an idea.
No, it's fantastically helpful. Take a second. You've had this great leadership career. You're now running an important region for Prime. Prime is one of the largest health systems in the country, 4,500 hospitals. 3 pieces of advice, or a couple pieces of advice that you would have for fellow leaders.
Yes, Scott. So over these years, I think a few things which I have siphoned off from my career is that, you know, don't be afraid to fail. You will fail. Failing fast is the key here, and to learn from your mistakes and move on quickly. I'm yet to meet an organization or person that has not made any mistakes. So pondering over what could have, should have, would have been done is a wasted time and effort. So instead, focus on what could be done and the next steps forward is the best way to deal with failure. My next advice is to be innovative and creative. I think, you know, challenging orthodoxies is the key here. I've come across many people that say this is how it has always been done here before. And I say is they lack creativity and ability to rise above the ordinary. Creativity is what makes the organizations move forward in an era of uncertainty and perpetual disruption. And my third advice would be value your team. You're only as strong as your team is. Keep your goals transparent and communicate often. People give their 200% if they see a well-defined purpose and know that they are contributing directly to the organization's mission, vision, and goals, Scott. That's my top 3 pieces of advice for leaders today.
Well, fantastic. And talking about Harsh, you know, great advice. And talk about this, you know, failing fast and making mistakes. How do you recognize when it's time to pull the plug on something? And you note also that you've yet to meet somebody who never makes a mistake ever. Well, You've not yet met my father, who thinks that he's never made a mistake. No, I'm just kidding. I think he's actually a wonderful, wonderful person. I wouldn't say that. I would make the joke about my mom, but she might get sensitive, so I won't make that joke. The question, Harsh, though, is failing fast. How do you know when it's time to pull the plug on something and move forward?
You know, this is a good thing about the organization that I serve, Scott, that we are pretty flat. I mean, there's very little time to think about failures here and ponder on what could have been done or to recognize a failure. I think the decisions are made fast and quick, and if it works, it works great. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You cannot just waste time on trying to make something work which will not work. And healthcare is an industry where you can recognize failures right from the get-go. You know, there are many examples as such, which is like, you know, failed service line in a community or competing against, you know, same services in a geographic location, which is all overtly saturated. because there are no CON issues in that state. You don't have to get a CON license for additional services. So there are many things that I could go on, but the key here is to, as a leader, be able to pick up and move fast on those decisions. And if it doesn't work, it's not going to work. I don't think so, going on and spending more resources on that particular issue would solve or resolve those issues. And I think that is something which I've come to learn through my experiences here in Prime. And I think I stand by those things pretty much.
And take a moment and talk about your top priorities this coming year.
Yeah, Scott, lately all I have been doing is completely being consumed with everything COVID. And I think what we started this year with in 2020, the priorities have completely changed. Currently, obviously, I'm very focused on keeping our hospital door open to the communities that we serve and keep a physician staff safe and away from harm's way. But I also recognize this as a great time of change, Scott. I think there are huge changes sweeping our industry here. We've seen an advent of all these 1135 waivers that are reshaping the delivery of healthcare. And I firmly believe something good comes out of everything bad. And as we emerge from this, I think we will be compelled to think of delivery of healthcare outside the walls of conventional hospitals. And I think we need to get ready for that. And that's what I've been, firmly focused on in the last few weeks here. And I'm
Is that tougher
that
in some of the more rural communities and the more urban communities? How does that break down? Because you've got a mix in your region of fairly mid-sized communities to larger communities. Is it harder in one size community or another, or harder in communities with less digital than the other?
To be honest with you, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does help the remote locations quite a bit with the advent of telehealth. I was just about to mention that, Scott. But we can reduce the cost of healthcare, even in bigger, larger, complex healthcare systems as well, and they can become the hub of the spoke here and be the delivery point of telehealth. And I think, it doesn't really matter. At this time, I think that's just one tip of the iceberg on what the disruption we may be able to, unfold as if this continues. With remote patient monitoring, preventative health measures, chronic care management, I think I remain optimistic that the changes that we have been looking to reduce spend in healthcare is yet to come, and this would be the starting point of that. A couple of other things. I think, this is one thing which is COVID has led me to think, but as being in healthcare, I think the current healthcare delivery system is also very complex from a patient standpoint. And I think navigating through the physician offices to healthcare providers to insurance companies, I think all of this needs to be simplified. And, preventative care is not incentivized. I think we need to learn to make things simple, which oftentimes leads to, delayed health and overburdening our emergency departments and leading to poor outcomes. I think we need to fundamentally change that. I think that should also be happening, in which our focus should be on preventative care more than acute care. I think there needs to be more efforts need to be put on those kind of health modeling as well.
Well, fantastic. And so, Harsh, you've had this magnificent career. What excites you today? What are you most excited about today?
The most exciting thing for me, Scott, is to be able to live through the most challenging times in the healthcare industry that we are seeing today. I think, I haven't seen anything what we have been able to witness in the last 3 months here. Going through this experience is just, making me more stronger in terms of believing in some of these changes that we might be able to come off of this and prepare ourselves for the generations to come in simplifying and demystifying healthcare in the United States. And that makes me optimistic and very hopeful that we should be able to achieve some of these things which we have been able to achieve in the last few months in an ongoing basis. So, you know, some of the deregulations that we have seen should become permanent, which will help us, you know, take better care of our communities and our members.
Well, let's hope that's the case. Harsh, it's great to visit with you today. What an amazing career. Continue good luck. I hope that you keep on taking leadership of more and more hospitals. You do a great job and just fantastic. Thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Scott, pleasure to be here, and thank you. Be safe. Take care.